220 professional lifeguards came to test their skills and show off. They're all members of the United States Life Saving Association. There's swimming, running, and relays. Then there are the events using rowboats, paddleboards, and kayaks. Chris Novisky is the former coach of the Youth National Life Saving Team. He says there's nothing like this.
We are the only sport that exists first for humanitarian purposes.
One of the athletes has been doing this for 60 years. Tom Hogan is 82, the oldest competitor. And he has no plans to stop.
I don't know. It seems like it's getting easier all the time.
He was a lifeguard in Palm Beach until he retired 32 years ago.
I remember the first lifeguard tournament I went to was out in Hollywood, 1961. But all these guys that I competed with and against, I'm the only one left now. I was looking for him out there in the water, but I couldn't find him.
With hundreds of professional lifeguards on the beach, I wondered who was on duty in the tower.
We all kind of rotated out. We're guarding the guards.
Eric Feld's been with Delray Beach Ocean Rescue for 33 years, and he got to compete that morning. Even with a beach full of lifeguards, he says someone has to constantly be scanning the surface. He's got special Polaroid sunglasses on that actually let him see under the water. But seeing is just the first step.
You know, we understand what the drowning process looks like, what distress looks like, what panic looks like, what submersion looks like.
Back near the water, Hallie Peterson is one of the competitors who made last year's national team. She went to the life-saving Worlds in the Netherlands. She says she doesn't always get a welcome reception during a rescue.
A lot of people that I go in the water on, they're like, I don't need help.
The lifeguards here say rip currents are the biggest danger for South Florida beachgoers. Unlike an undertow, a rip current pulls you out.
You go because they're super far out in the water, and when you get out there, you're like, oh, you're in a rip current. They're like, no, I'm not. Yeah, you're a bit far out. You're going to have to come in now. And then you kind of just hang out with them until they realize, like, oh, I can't get in.
That's one positive about life-saving as a sport. There's nobody to give pushback. Here at Regionals, in the Women's Landline event, a group of women pretend to be victims and swim out to the buoy.
We need the victims here right now.
Their team will have to rescue them. At the international competitions, Peterson explained to me that the victims are represented by these creepy mannequins.
They have eyes and they have a nose and they have a chin, so you have to hold them under the chin or under the back of the head, and you have to hike them up on your hip while you're swimming freestyle and kind of like swim with them down the pool. It's very uncomfortable and it's very weird to watch it if you don't know what's going on.
It may be weird, but this kind of intense mannequin challenge shows what the sport is all about, saving lives. Sport lifesaving has a low profile in the U.S., but in other countries, it's a big deal. And everyone agreed who the heaviest hitter is.
Australia, mate, you know.
Australia is always the team to beat.
Definitely Australia, who's pretty good. The top elite athlete, everyone looks up to them like they're on cereal boxes and like they're heroes to everyone.
Here at the regionals in Delray Beach, the Miami Beach lifeguards took the gold. Nationals are in August, and those who qualify there will go on to compete in New Zealand later in the year. And there's another goal on the horizon, getting sport lifesaving into the Summer Olympics.
They're adding new sports all the time. Cheerleading just made the Olympics, which is great for cheerleading.
This is Chris Novisky again.
You know, with a sport like surf lifesaving and the message that it sends throughout the world, we're hoping that, you know, we can see that in the future.
The most valuable medal the U.S. Life Saving Association offers has nothing to do with a sport. It's called the Medal of Valor, awarded to lifeguards who risked their own safety to make an exceptional rescue. And Chris Novisky has won. 15 years ago, a thunderstorm snuck up on a regatta, and one family's boat was blown away. He and his partner went in.
You know, we have lightning crashing all around us, and it was really one of those things where we didn't know we were going to come back. But you just go. That's what all lifeguards do.
I'm Allison Light in Miami.